welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who have joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to sing two songs to worship God this morning. Our first song is called Butterflies. Can you make your hands look like a butterfly flying if you put your thumbs together and you wave the rest of your fingers up and down? For this song, you're going to wave your butterfly up, flying high, and down, flying low. Sing with us.
I like to see the butterflies flying high, flying low. I like to see the butterflies. Jesus made them, I know. I like to see the butterflies flying high, flying low. I like to see the butterflies. Jesus made them, I know.
Our next song is called Jesus is My Helper, and He is our helper. So you can point up to the sky like you're pointing to Jesus and point to yourself, is my helper every day. Let's sing it together.
Jesus is my helper every day. He is always with me when to Him I pray. Jesus is my helper every day. He is always listening when to Him I pray.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. God sent special food to His people in the desert. Was it called tofu?
No!
That special food was called manna. It came every day except for on the Sabbath day. Question number two. Did God send extra manna on Friday so His people did not have to gather it on the Sabbath day?
Yes!
Yes, God was providing for them so they could have plenty of food on Sabbath without having to do extra work. And question number three. Does God provide us with food and water too?
Yes.
Yes, and I'm so glad He does. It's time for our lesson. Our lesson today is a hot, sandy place. Isaiah 48:21.
And they did not thirst when He went through the desert.
Have you ever been to a desert?
No.
What are deserts like?
Cactus.
Yes. Do you want to touch a cactus?
No.
Deserts don't get much rain, so it's hard for plants to grow. Tomatoes and flowers don't grow well in the desert. A desert usually has lots of sand, but not many rivers or trees. The word desert means a place where no one is. Most animals don't like to be in the desert, but a few animals, like some lizards and snakes, are happy to live there. What kind of animals live in deserts?
Lizards and snakes.
Yes, and
lots
scorpions.
Of rattlesnakes. Scorpions.
And if you look carefully, you could even find some birds, insects, and mammals there too. Are deserts typically hot or cold during the day?
Really hot. In the winter, they get really cold.
Yes, deserts can be very hot, but they can also be cold, too, at nighttime. But the desert animals don't mind. Camels do really well in the desert. Their thick coats keep them cool. Their long legs keep them high above the hot ground. Their mouths even have thick skin so they can eat thorny plants. Ouch! Camels even have special eyelashes. Can you touch your eyelashes? They're right over your eyes. Special eyelashes to protect their eyes from the sun and the blowing sand. The cactus is a plant that likes to live in the desert. Plants with leaves might wither in the hot sun, but the cactus does not have any leaves. Cactus plants don't need much water to grow, and they store what they need inside their stems. Cactus plants are prickly, so most animals can't eat them. Since cactus plants like the hot sun, the desert is a very nice place for the cactus to live. Jesus takes care of the animals in the desert, just like he takes care of you. He will watch over you wherever you are. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Isaiah 33:16. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Bread will be given him.
Be given him.
His water
will be
sure.
Sure.
Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Isaiah 33:16. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Isaiah 33:16.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Let's fold our hands, close our eyes, and you can repeat after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for the deserts. Thank you for our homes. Thank you that you give us just what we need to take care of us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing song is a hymn, God Will Take Care of You.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.